Elizabeth Gilbert's journey begins with a moment of existential collapse, sobbing on her bathroom floor at 3 a.m., trapped in a seemingly perfect life that had become unbearable. This raw moment of desperation resonated with millions because it captures a universal truth. Sometimes the life we've carefully constructed becomes our prison. Gilbert's courage to walk away from her marriage, career expectations, and societal pressures sparked a cultural phenomenon that transcended the typical memoir. Her pilgrimage through Italy, India, and Indonesia became a template for personal reinvention that readers could adapt to their own lives. The book's genius lies not in offering a specific formula for happiness, but in granting permission to prioritize joy, healing, and authenticity over obligation. What makes this journey so compelling is Gilbert's willingness to expose her messy, contradictory humanity, her spiritual seeking alongside her love of worldly pleasures, her need for connection alongside her desire for independence. Her voice speaks directly to that part in all of us wondering, what if there's another way to live? In Italy, Gilbert dedicates 4 months to pleasure, a revolutionary pursuit for a woman who had forgotten how to experience life without productivity or purpose. Rome becomes her classroom for the art of idleness, where she learns to savor gelato without checking emails, linger over conversations without watching the clock, and appreciate beauty without documenting it. The Italian language becomes both metaphor and mechanism for her transformation. The phrase attraversiamo, let's cross over, becomes her mantra for transition. Her language teacher guides her not just through Italian grammar, but through cultural attitudes about pleasure and presence, helping her rediscover childlike wonder and curiosity. Food emerges as both comfort and communion. The pizza in Naples reconnects her to her body after months of depression-induced starvation. Shared meals with new friends teach her that pleasure isn't selfish when it creates connection. Her expanding waistline becomes a badge of honor, physical evidence of her healing relationship with nourishment. This section powerfully challenges our productivity-obsessed culture, suggesting that pleasure isn't just a reward for hard work, but essential nourishment for the human spirit. By leaving Italy, Gilbert has gained weight but shed the crushing guilt that had accompanied any form of self-indulgence, teaching us that sometimes the most healing thing we can do is simply enjoy our lives. India transforms Gilbert's journey from self-indulgence to self-discipline. In an ashram where silence and meditation replace pasta and wine, she confronts her hardest challenge, sitting still with her own mind. Her initial meditation struggles mirror anyone who's tried quieting their thoughts only to find them intensifying. Cockroaches in her cell, 3:30 a.m. wake-ups, and the physical pain of sitting cross-legged strip away her romantic notions about spirituality. Her friendship with Richard from Texas provides both humor and wisdom, nicknaming her groceries for her love of eating and calling out her thoughts loop of self-pity. He becomes an unexpected guru speaking truth with irreverent clarity. Their conversations reveal how spiritual growth often comes through human connection rather than isolation. The breakthrough comes during an intense meditation when Gilbert stops fighting her thoughts and simply observes them. This moment, separating her consciousness from her mental chatter, demonstrates the difference between identifying with thoughts and witnessing them. Her description of accessing inner stillness offers a roadmap for readers seeking similar peace. Gilbert's honesty about spiritual struggle makes this section compelling. She doesn't pretend enlightenment comes easily or permanently. She shows how genuine growth means confronting our darkest patterns, her romantic obsessions, need for validation, and fear of solitude. Leaving India, she hasn't become perfectly enlightened, but has developed tools to navigate her inner landscape with greater compassion and clarity. In Bali, Gilbert's journey evolves from personal healing to meaningful connection with others. Her relationship with Katut Liar, the toothless medicine man who had predicted her return years earlier, becomes a beautiful study in cross-cultural friendship. Their language barrier creates moments of both confusion and unexpected clarity, showing how human connection often transcends perfect understanding. The community she builds represents the integration of her previous experiences, the pleasure-seeking of Italy with the spiritual discipline of India. When she befriends Wyan, a single mother and healer struggling to provide for her daughter, Gilbert's compassion transforms into action. By rallying friends back home to help buy Wyan a home, she discovers that true spirituality manifests through practical acts of kindness, not just meditation. Her unexpected romance with Felipe, the Brazilian businessman, challenges her vow of celibacy and forces her to confront her fear of intimacy. Their relationship develops not from desperate need, but from mutual respect and joy, demonstrating her growth from her previous patterns. Their decision to build a life together while honoring each other's independence represents the balance she's been seeking. The most profound lesson from Bali comes through Gilbert's friendship with Tuti, an elderly woman who teaches her about the Balinese concept of balance. This philosophy, maintaining equilibrium between opposing forces rather than seeking perfection in any direction, becomes the framework for Gilbert's new life. She learns that happiness doesn't come from having everything figured out, but from dancing gracefully between life's contradictions. Gilbert's journey reminds us that transformation rarely follows a neat, linear path. Her story resonates because it acknowledges the messiness of change, the two steps forward and one step back, the moments of clarity followed by confusion, the breakthroughs that come when we least expect them. What makes her pilgrimage universal is not the exotic locations, but the internal landscape she navigates. The true power of her story lies in its permission to reimagine our lives at any point, whether facing divorce, career changes, health challenges, or simply a vague sense that something is missing. Readers find in Gilbert's journey a template for beginning again. Her vulnerability in sharing both her breakdowns and breakthroughs creates space for others to acknowledge their own struggles without shame. Perhaps the most revolutionary aspect of Gilbert's memoir is its suggestion that self-discovery isn't selfish. By healing herself, she becomes capable of authentic connection with others. By pursuing her joy, she creates ripples that benefit those around her. By sharing her story, she empowers countless others to write new chapters in their own lives. The journey doesn't end with perfect happiness or complete enlightenment. Instead, it concludes with something more valuable: the tools to navigate life's continuing challenges with greater wisdom, compassion, and balance. Gilbert's pilgrimage teaches us that transformation isn't about reaching a destination, but about changing how we travel through each day. Her story continues to inspire because it speaks to our deepest human longing, not just to survive our lives, but to truly live them.